Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Demonstrations at UCLA took a turn overnight as clashes erupted at an encampment of pro-Palestinian protesters when counter-protesters began dismantling plywood barriers around the camp.
Counter-protesters forcefully attacked a pro-Palestine encampment at UCLA in Los Angeles overnight, and activists clashed with police officers who destroyed their tents at the University of Wisconsin in the town of Madison, part of a series of escalating violence on some college campuses in America over the war in Gaza. UCLA administrators and campus police delayed intervening and calling for law enforcement backup in the brawl, prompting widespread condemnation from Muslim students to the city's mayor and to California Governor Gavin Newsom. The counter-protesters, some of whom carried Israeli flags, threw traffic cones and chairs, released pepper spray, and pulled down the barricades surrounding the encampment. University officials said 15 people were injured in the confrontation, including one person who was hospitalized. However, some students dispute those numbers and say it might be much higher. The chaotic scenes unfolded Wednesday American time after police on the other side of the country had previously burst into a building occupied by anti-war protesters at Columbia University on Tuesday night. They were breaking up a demonstration that had paralyzed that school. Muslim organizations and students blasted university officials and police in a news conference, saying the failure to intervene had resulted in pro-Palestinian students being verbally harassed, pepper sprayed, and beaten. Meanwhile, in Madison, Wisconsin, a scrum broke out after police with shields removed all but one tent and shoved protesters. Four officers were injured in the scuffle, including a state trooper who was hit in the head with a skateboard. More tents sprang up within hours, and more than 30 people were initially detained, but police said only four have been charged with battering law enforcement. More than 1,000 people have so far been arrested across the United States amid the growing protests that have even spread to Australian universities. It's a student movement unlike any other this century. The ensuing police crackdowns in America have echoed those actions taken decades ago against a much larger protest movement protesting the Vietnam War. Israel and its supporters have branded the university protests as anti-Semitic, while Israel's critics says it uses those allegations to silence opposition. One thing's for sure, these protests are not going anywhere.